This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi ala ilmihi ba'da ilmihi. وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qari Sahib read so beautifully, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation.
Amen.
Very briefly, I would not like to take much time, just a few words of comfort for the family who has lost, and all families who have lost near and dear ones. Mufti Sahib very beautifully after Isha's Salat made mention that the very reality of life is that every house that will have joy will also have from time to time its fair share of challenges. And that is the reality of our world. While we all do desire afiyat, and we should always ask for afiyat, always ask Allah Ta'ala for ease, never show bravery in front of Allah Ta'ala, never ask Allah Ta'ala for difficulty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, oh my uncle, always ask Allah for afiyat. There is no better dua to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than afiyat, and afiyat means ease and well-being. So we don't ask Allah Ta'ala for difficulty, we always ask Allah Ta'ala for ease. But we also know that this is the reality of life, that together with difficulty, whatever, with ease, there is also going to be a fair share of difficulties that come upon us from time to time. Although the difficulties that come upon us will be less than the times of ease that comes upon us, that's also a reality. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. I will test you with both challenging condition and easy condition. And as Mufti Sahib had made mention, that sometimes the conditions itself are not the reality. The way we deal with the situation is our reality. Allah will bring ease and challenges. That is not the reality. Many times you and I, we get carried away. When ease comes, we feel that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. That's not necessarily the case. Ease came upon people who were evil, people who did bad deeds. Doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala was happy with them. And sometimes challenges will come upon people who are pious. That doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala is signaling them out for difficulty and punishment. No. When you are writing an examination, you will find both easy and difficult questions. When Allah Ta'ala has made our life into one of a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created the cycle of life and death to test. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who does righteous deeds? So when life is a test, then in any test that you and I are aware of, you will have ease and you will have difficulty. So this is the reality. Now, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test us with difficulties? There are various reasons. One of the most amazing reasons that come to mind is that to show that Allah is in control of our destiny. We are not in control of our destiny. Sometimes it can be quite overwhelming. It's the best word that I can use. If everything only goes your way. Can you imagine what will become of human being when everything only goes his way? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time shows us that Allah is in control of the destiny of humankind. You are not in control over your destiny. You don't control even your life. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ Allah is full control over His bondsmen. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ When the time comes which has been determined for your death, which Allah in another place in the Holy Quran says, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ When the time comes for your death, it is not delayed, it is not brought forward a moment, it is at that particular time which Allah has determined. So Allah Ta'ala says, I have full control over you, O my bondsman. And when the time of death comes, تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا I send one of my messengers. Who is the messenger? Malikul Maut. Now, what is the quality of the malaika? لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ They never go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ They only do that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Today we find in this world that the political authority says something, the leader says something, the followers do something else. So this is not the case with the malaika. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم they never go against the command of Allah وهم لا يفرطون if you don't have control over your life when you are going to leave when you are going so when the time comes whether you are in agreement with the fact that you have to leave or not you have to leave which shows us وهو القاهر فوق عباده Allah has control over you amongst the askar of the malaika now when the malaika make askar there is many great lessons سبحان من زيّد الرجل باللحى Amongst the askar of the malaika is you know, glory be and praise be to the one who has adorned the male with a beard. This is also one of the zikr of the malaika. One of the zikr of the malaika سبحان من استخرج الدعاء بالبلاء Glory be to the one who has extracted dua from people because of difficulty and trials. Glory be to the one who extracts dua from people because of difficulty. That tells us that sometimes when difficulty doesn't come our lot, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Allah Ta'ala complains about human being in the Holy Quran in Surah Yunus. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ قَائِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا When difficulty comes, you think of Allah Ta'ala while standing, while reclining, while laying down. فلما كشفنا عنه ضرا مر كعدل يدعونا الى ضر مسا But when the difficulty goes away, you think and you carry on as if you never asked Allah Ta'ala for assistance in difficulty. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings about challenges for us to turn towards Almighty Allah. Because if everything only goes in our way, sometimes there could be a situation that we feel that we are in control of our destiny. Nevertheless, there are many different reasons and sometimes Allah Ta'ala brings about challenging conditions upon us that we can reflect upon our deeds and come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great reason is that Allah Ta'ala through the means of difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the status and grants great amount of reward. It comes in Bukhari Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any difficulty that comes upon a believer, hatta shawkata yushakaha, until even to the extent of a thorn that pricks you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sin and Allah ta'ala elevates your status because of the difficulty. Can you imagine if there is a difficulty that comes upon a person which is as difficult as losing a dear one? What will be the reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a person? May Allah ta'ala never challenge us in such a way. We always ask Allah, oh Allah, do not let us see the difficulty of our children. This is a reality. Do not let us see the difficulty of our near and dear ones. But if it comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants such. And also, my dear respected brothers, one of the things is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show consolation and sympathy and support for the one who is going through a difficulty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever shows support and sympathy for a person who is going through a difficulty, and especially the difficulty of losing a near and dear one, Allah will give him the same reward as a person who is undergoing the difficulty. Now, to have difficulty, sometimes when a person loses a near and dear one, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, whoever loses a near and dear one, then if they make sabr upon that, Allah Ta'ala grants them Jannah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention and asked an angel's one, what is the reward of someone whom I have taken the near and dear one away from them? And the angel said, what is the reward of Allah? And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala says there is nothing but Jannah for such people. So this is the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One hadith Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever shows sympathy and consoles a person who is going through difficulty and gives them good words of encouragement and consoles them and sympathizes with them, Allah will make him wear clothes of honor on the day of judgment. Allah will elevate his status, Allah will make him wear clothes of honor. Now, one important thing is, we have to find the right words to be able to say to a person. It's not sometimes the most easiest thing in the world to do. How do you go and say it? But one of the things is, we have to go and say that, because this is a sunnah for the Prophet Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala passed away. Mu'adh ibn Jabal's son passed away. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not only sympathized and condoled and gave him sympathy, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote him a letter. That letter is worthy of reading. That letter, Nabiya Kareem, can you imagine the greatness of the Nabi of Allah? How great! And when a son of a companion of his passed away, Nabi Karim Sallallahu wrote him a letter. And in that letter, the gist of which is, O Mu'adh, Allah Ta'ala has given you your son, Allah has given you your child as a trust. And Allah Ta'ala gave it to you for you to enjoy as long as Allah Ta'ala wished and desired. So as long as a child was with you, it was the decision of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to grant you that child for you to enjoy. And after that, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wished, Allah Ta'ala gave you for you to enjoy, for you to take benefit from, and when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wished, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala took it away. So, O Mu'adh, bear your difficulty with patience. For if you show impatience, it could be that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can deprive you from the reward. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, when my father Abbas radiallahu ta'ala passed away, a villager came. And the villager was someone that was a normal villager. And he said, he consoled me with words that perhaps people who were greater than him in intellect, etc., their words did not console me as this person's words consoled me. And what did he say? He said, oh Abdullah, you know, the reward that you get for the loss after your father passed away is greater than Abbas. The reward that you get, that particular reward is greater than Abbas radiallahu ta'ala being with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Abbas than being with you. What a beautiful word. What he said is, the reward you are getting is better than Abbas being with you. And Allah Ta'ala is better for Abbas radiallahu ta'ala than being with you. Subhanallah. So these are things that we have to be very careful, brothers. Sometimes you and I, we don't measure our words. We are not careful with regard to our words. Words can make or break. Words can create chaos or harmony. Words can create love or hatred. Words can create war or peace. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell unto my bondsmen that they must say only that which is correct, that which is good. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. A good word is like a pure tree. A good word is like a pure tree. So good words, one day, you know, I give a bayan, and there used to be a person who used to be a teacher before, and he always used to tell me this, and it's something that sticked in my mind. And what a beautiful thing. He said, you are a master of what you have not said, and you are a slave of what you have said. Whatever you have not said, you are a master of that. Whether I must say it or not. Whether I must say it or not, and if I say it, how I must say it. So until you don't say it, you are a master of it. You are a master of what you have not said, but you are a slave of what you have said. Now when you have said something, you have to live with the consequences. If it's good, alhamdulillah. If it's not good, you might have to make and have to apologize for that maybe 100 times. But no matter, once it is gone, you can only regret, or you could only bear the consequences. Sometimes you and I, we say sometimes things that are perhaps in the best of intentions, but we don't realize sometimes. Right? And one thing that I normally find, right, we sometimes tell people, just give an example with regard to sympathy and showing bereavement. Such a great reward that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. Such a great reward that you get the same reward as a person undergoing the difficulty. But you ever notice sometimes we tell people, why don't you move on? Why don't you move on? Why are you still grieving? Everyone has got their own time frame to move on. Who are you to determine to people that they must move on? How do you say something like that to someone who has gone through a challenge? You don't know the challenge. And what do we tell people? It's time for you to move on. I beg your pardon. You don't know what the person is going through for you to tell him, carry on with your life, move on with your life. Rather, better than to tell him the latest is to create the right environment for him to move on. Create the right environment for him to move on rather than just telling him, why don't you move on in your life? Sometimes we have to be careful with regard to this type of words. Sometimes we also, we find that we tell people that I know what you are going through. I know the people say it in good intention, but the reality is we don't know what people are going through. We can surmise, we can assume that they are going through a difficulty. But just telling someone, I know what you are going through, sometimes can undermine the difficulty a person can go through. So we have to be very careful with regard to the words, find the right words, be comforting, be there for the person, console the person. This is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amongst the ways that we can do is for us to remember that death is inevitable. Now one of the things that I found when I spoke to many people is for us to realize, and this is a great boon for us as believers, that for us death is not the end of life. Now if you start realizing that death is not the end of life, then all of a sudden you find that there is a certain degree of sabr that comes about. It's a continuation of life. Sometimes you feel pity for those people who have nothing but this material world. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers who say, there is nothing but this material world, you will live and you will die and you will not be resurrected. But can you imagine what is the reality of that life? You came, you went, you spent 30 years and you gone. Huh? Is that the be all and end all of all your existence? Now for us, how do we realize that death is not the end of life? That death is not the end of existence. It is going from one existence to another existence. Another way to put it is going from one house to another house, going from one room to another room. Now can you imagine, many times you and I, we meet our family members whom we love dearly. They must be living in Joburg, we might be living in Durban. So when the time comes when we sort of depart from them and they are going back to Joburg, or the people from Joburg are coming to Durban, we don't have that degree of sorrow. Why? We see, but sometimes it could happen that you will not see them for the next 6 months. You might not see them for the next 3 months. But you never ever feel that sorrow the way that you feel sorrow when they have passed on. But you might not see them for 6 months. Why? You know they're existing. You know they are there, but they're in another place. They're in another country. Sometimes you might, a person goes to another country, a very near and dear one, your children, whatever, and you come and meet them once a year. You don't feel sorrow. Why you don't feel sorrow? Because they are there. They are there in Dubai or they maybe in UK, etc. So why, in a way, maybe we can use this particular phrase of telling the people who have lost their near and dear ones, they are not gone. They are there. You will see them one day, as you certainly mentioned after. May Allah Ta'ala put us together with them in Jannah. So when we are consoling the people who have lost one, they are not gone. They are there, they only gone to another existence. They gone to another house, they gone to another room, they gone to another. And that particular existence, wallahi, it is more fair, more just than this particular existence. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status. Huh? That particular status, if we have done well, Allah al-Azim, my dear respected brothers, it is so great, that particular existence. It comes in one riwayat that Allah Ta'ala in Jannah will read Surah Al-An'am for the people of Jannah. Now you and I, we have been hearing Qur'an, we get so beautifully, we get so moved, we get so lovely when we hear beautiful Qur'an. And when we hear people beautifully reciting, Karisa read so beautifully Surah Yasin, it touched us. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Surah Al-An'am for the people of Jannah? Can you imagine that? So that particular existence is far better than this existence that you and I have. Huh? So that is one of the things. And then of course, maybe we'll just conclude with giving the examples of our beloved Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went through situations where there was the loss of here and dear ones. Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried three of his daughters. Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried three of his daughters and buried grandchildren. When Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried his eldest daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went into the qabr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tearing. And he was crying. And when he came out of the qabr, Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a certain degree of contentment upon him. So Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, when you went into the qabr, you were crying. When you came out, there was a certain degree of contentment. And Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I mean, this daughter of mine, this eldest daughter Zainab, went through great amount of difficulty for the sake of my deen, for the sake of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward her. And when I was in the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed unto me that your daughter has been forgiven and Allah has elevated her status. So when I came out of the qabr, I was smiling. Huh? So this was our beloved Nabi sallallahu situation. On one occasion, Nabi al-Karim sallallahu was summoned by the same daughter of Zainab when she was alive. And she said that one of her children was on the last stages of the life. So Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu sent a message that make summer. Nabi sallallahu was busy with someone. Then she sent someone, tell my father he must come. You know, I can't see the difficulty of my child as it is going through. So Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu came. And Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, held the child and Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu started crying. Now it was this time also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried, and then his son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala also was passing away. Nabi Al-Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also shed tears. So therefore sometimes, very important, the same words that I said, we have to be careful. To make it sound to a person who is crying at the death of a near and dear one that he has less iman is wrong. How can you tell a person who is crying at the time of the death of a near and dear one that he doesn't have iman, or there is some deficiency in his iman? How can you say that when the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cried? So now beloved Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa cried. You know, Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala said, one of the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, are you also crying? Are you also crying? They felt it was against tawakkul, against belief in Allah ta'ala to cry on such an occasion. So Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa said, Innaha rahmah. Oh my Sahaba, this is rahmah. This is mercy and kindness that Allah ta'ala puts into our hearts. That when someone near and dear passes away, you shed tears. It's a natural thing. If you don't shed tears, there's something wrong with you. And then Nabi Al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ibrahim as he was leaving this world, O ya Ibrahim, inna li firaqika la mahzunun. O Ibrahim, we are saddened by your departure. Inna al-ayna tadma. Our eyes are tearing. Our hearts wal qalb yahzun. Our heart is sad. But with our time, we will not say anything which shows displeasure with Allah Ta'ala's decision. What a great balance. On one hand, you're feeling the pain, you are showing emotions, you are crying. On the other hand, with your tongue, you don't show anything that shows displeasure with Allah Ta'ala's decision. This is the balance that we need to create. I just said these few words. I've been told to say 20 minutes. I think 20 minutes is something that is a good time for me to say through these words, to make dua. And all of the people who have lost their dear ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them an elevated status and Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaws. While we are here, we make dua, Allah don't test us. We are very weak. You don't bring this type of difficulties upon us. You bring ease upon us. We never let us see the difficulty of near and dear ones. We rather sometimes wonder, Allah, rather we go than our near and dear ones go. Although that will also put them also in difficulty, but you have this is a reality. It is said about one of the Mughal empires, in the dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one riwayat, that particular dua also was accepted. His son was very, very sick, and he said, Ya Allah, he was completely healthy. Ya Allah, transfer the son's sickness into me. And it happened that way. But this is the reality. We don't, Allah, don't let us see the difficulty of our near and dear ones. Allah, keep us on all afiyat as far as possible. But those who have, you know, had the situation, to make dua that Allah ta'ala grant them jannah to those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate these status. Allah grant them a home better than the home that they have left. And Allah ta'ala grant them an environment better than the environment that they have left. And Allah ta'ala grant sabr to all of those people who have lost near and dear ones. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع العبد كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اغفر لنا قبل الموت وارحمنا عند الموت ولا تعذبنا بعد الموت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احييته منا فاحيي الاسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الايمان. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضه من رياض الجنه ولا تجعل قبورهم حفر من حفر النيران. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم وعاف عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الختايا كما ينقى الثوب العبير من الدنس وقيلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم واهلا خيرا من اهلهم. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه صلاه تنجينا بها من جميع الاحوال والافات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها اقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياه وبعد الممات انك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربنا رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.